So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's based on an animated show called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, is it any good?
People seem to love it, sir, so I figure it could be a good idea to, you know, take hours of storytelling and cram it into a 90-minute movie.
I mean, that's probably fine.
Yeah, no, it's probably not a big deal.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, the movie takes place in a world where, like, different people and tribes can, you know, control the elements like water, air, earth, fire.
Oh, how do they do that?
By moving their arms around, slowly. For quite some time.
Doesn't sound super exciting.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be like watching old people do Tai Chi in the park, just really, really taking their time with it. You know, moving their arms around, doing it real, real slow.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, then we're gonna meet this girl Katara and her brother Sokka or Soka or Seku or something.
Oh, and what are they like?
Oh, well, in the show, Sokka Soko, he's a very funny character.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're not gonna do that in the movie.
Oh, we're not?
No, like I said, we gotta cram a bunch of episodes into a single movie, so there's no time for anyone to have, you know, personalities or character traits or anything.
Yeah, probably not too important anyway.
That's what I figured. So Katara, she can kinda waterbend, right? So she accidentally drops a bunch of water on her brother.
Oh, so he gets all wet? No.
Oh, he doesn't?
You know, a big ball of water dropped on him doesn't wet him at all. Well, we're off to a great start so far.
Thank you. So anyway, then they stumble upon this boy that's been frozen in ice for 100 years. His name is Aang.
And you're sure that these name pronunciations are the same as they are in the show?
There's literally no way for me to verify that.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so this kid Aang can actually bend all the elements. He's this thing called the Avatar, and he's the last airbender.
That's the name of the movie.
It is.
Wow. Wow.
So anyway, the Fire Nation have taken over the world, right? They're like the bad guys and they run the show.
Okay.
And we're gonna meet this Fire Nation prince, Zuko. And he really wants to get his hands on the Avatar so he can stop being exiled. He doesn't like being exiled.
Oh, not being exiled is tight.
It is pretty great. So he straight up kidnaps Aang, you know? He takes him.
Very rude.
So obviously Katara and Sokka, they're like, we gotta go get this kid, you know? He's our responsibility.
Obviously.
Wait, why is that obvious?
I don't know.
Have they bonded or something?
Not really, no, because
there's no time. We don't have time for that.
Well, okay then.
So then Aang manages to escape and he flies away with Katara and Sokka.
And where do they go?
Well, they fly all the way to the place where Aang is from. And when they get there, Katara's like, hey, is it okay if I ask your name?
What, she just now asks him what his name is?
Yeah, no, I guess she didn't ask him that when they met him or when they rescued him or when they traveled with him for a long period of time.
Huh.
So Aang finds out that all his family and his people have been wiped out by the Fire Nation, so he's sad for several seconds.
Very emotional.
And then they're gonna head over to this Earth tribe where all these people are being held captive by the Fire Nation. And they're gonna be like, hey, you guys should totally rise up. Like, that'd be great if you did that.
Why hadn't they risen up before?
Unclear, but Aang and Katara, they're gonna be like, you guys have Earth right under your feet. You should use that to you know, stop the fire people.
They hadn't thought of that.
I guess not. Well, full disclosure, in the show, they were being held captive on the ocean, so there was no Earth for them to rise up with, but I decided to change that.
Why?
Oh, I'm just kind of changing things. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure, have fun with it, you know?
So then there's gonna be this really intense moment where 6 Earth people, they come walking out and they're doing like this Hakka dance thing.
Oh boy, I bet they're gonna bend a lot of Earth with that, huh?
Not really, no.
Oh?
You know, they're gonna do that big dance and it's gonna kind of raise a single rock and they're gonna throw that at one guy.
It's still kind of exciting, I guess.
No, not really.
Oh, okay, too bad.
And so then Aang admits that he doesn't really know how to bend anything other than air, so they need to find him some teachers.
Okay.
So they head towards the Northern Water Tribe, and along the way, they free a bunch of other villages.
Well, that's gonna be fun to see.
No, we're not really gonna see any of that.
Oh, we're not?
Yeah, no, we gotta keep going with the story, so we're gonna save most of the interesting stuff in, like, a voiceover.
Is that the best way to tell a story?
Well, I'm just following the first rule of screenwriting, sir. Tell, don't show.
Oh, I think you got that backwards.
No, I don't think so. It's like they say, you know, 1,000 pictures are worth a single word.
That's also the opposite of the real one.
Well, disagree to agree, I guess.
That's all. Okay, yeah, sure.
So anyway, eventually they get to the Northern Water Tribe and they meet a bunch of waterbenders and Princess Penis Hair.
What?
And her and Sackboy, they fall in love right away, you know? So they're in love now.
What makes them fall in love?
The fact that we're gonna say that they're in love now in a voiceover narration.
And you're sure we shouldn't be showing these moments instead of dumping them out in voiceover?
Absolutely I am.
Well, okay then.
Screenwriter guy and producer guy became great friends during this conversation. They went on to fight many battles together and win several several wars. Of course, this had always been the prophecy. You see, when Producer Guy was a young child, he was told that he was the chosen one, like Neo in The Matrix. But because of a leather allergy, he didn't think he could live up to those high expectations, and he ran away to Hollywood. Also later, he and Screenwriter Guy would both become president of the United States. Together, they shared the job, like a tag team of presidents, one of which could not wear leather. And when aliens invaded, everyone was very grateful to have Producer Guy and Screenwriter Guy as co-presidents of the United States. Also, the building that they're in right now during this conversation is on fire, but they're gonna get out of it just fine. Don't even worry about it. Anyway, so then the Fire Nation, they attack the Water Kingdom.
Oh no.
Yeah, and this bad guy from the Fire Kingdom, he's gonna kill a fish, which is actually the Moon Spirit, which is actually where the water people get their power.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Yeah, don't worry, it's all gonna be very clear to the audience, because we're gonna explain it verbally, out loud, with words.
A whole lot of exposition.
So then the princess, she's gonna give her life to the fish, because one time the Moon Spirit gave her life, and so it's like, yeah, okay, let's do that.
Oh, well, great, I guess, you know, I feel absolutely nothing.
Well, that's fine, I mean, we don't really have time to make people feel things here.
Shouldn't we try to make people feel things, though? Isn't that what movies are all about?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
So is it gonna be tough for them to beat the Fire Nation?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Aang makes a really, really big wave and everybody sees it and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, let's stop fighting now.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, it all works out.
So how does the movie end?
Well, the leader of the Fire Nation, he's gonna turn to his daughter and be like, hey, you gotta get ready for the sequel, okay? Oh, he has a daughter.
Yeah, we're barely gonna mention her in the movie, but we're gonna show her for a second at the end, and that's really gonna tease the sequel. And you're sure this is gonna be popular enough for people to want more movies? You know, this adaptation with all the stuff removed.
I mean, people love cheese and shredded cheese, so.
I mean, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying, as far as I can tell, people don't mind if you take something they love and, you know, tear it to pieces.
You know what? That does sound like it makes sense. Let's do it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.